I say the reps, man, as a runner, the more reps you get, the slower the game gets, the more relaxed you get out there, the more comfortable you get. I would say that.
Alfred Blue, pretty nice guy, and a pretty darn good Sunday last week against Carolina. 31 carries, 139 yards, the touchdown helped move the chains. Need more of that tomorrow because the Texans' defense going against an offense that features Julio Jones. They don't get much better than him, do they?
Yeah, no. He's been amazing this year. He may be the best receiver in football right now. It's not a team you want to get into a shootout with. So Alfred Blue and running that football and running as decisively as he did on Sunday. He looked like a different guy on Sunday.
Yeah.
Running decisively like that. And they can run the football on this team. Atlanta was bad last week against the Cowboys, especially in the first half against the run. So they're going to need to do that. I think they're going to need to probably slow the game down a little bit against this Atlanta team.
We'll get into the keys in just a second, but what are your thoughts on Julio Jones? You've seen a lot of great receivers covering the NFL.
He's off to the greatest start in NFL history right now. He's on a pace for 180-something catches, 2,400 yards. He and A.J. Green are the two best, I think, with apologies to Antonio Brown, because they're bigger, they're more athletic, and the Texans have to play against both of them. It is amazing to me the way these 5'10", 5'11 corners have to go up against these 6'4 and 6'5 receivers and try to contain them.
Yeah, there's no secret either with Kyle Shanahan. He targeted him 20 times. Yeah. Matt Ryan targeted Julio Jones 20 times against the Cowboys. Like, here it is, try to stop it.
And if you got that weapon, why not?
Yeah.
All right, well, hey, let's get into the keys of the game. Yeah. What three things the Texans need to do to unlock a victory?
Yeah, I would say just, you know, quickly three things. I think, as we talked about before, they need to start some possessions in positive field position. They need to, either through special teams or through turnovers, flip the field, especially on the road, which goes into my second one, which is try and get on the board early. They've been terrible in the second quarter of games. It'd be nice to go into the half with a lead and kind of take the crowd. Atlanta's not a great crowd, but it's a crowd you can very easily take out of a game,
sure.
Especially in a dome, you want to do that. And I think this needs to be the game where Clowney, you know, all these things that we're seeing on Vines and things where we go back and watch the game and we go, oh, we played well in retrospect. There need to be some plays from Clowney where we watch it real time there and go, wow, he just made an impact. He just sacked the guy. He just forced a fumble, something like that.
How about
run the ball, control the clock. Make sure somebody besides Julio Jones beats you. Do whatever it takes to cover him and take him out of the game. Make somebody else do it and make it look like Nick Novak's the right kicker and maybe he wins a kick if they can keep from having a block in the back and hurts the field position.
No doubt. You know, Nick Novak, his older brother, he lived next door to me in the freshman dorms at SMU back in 1996.
Little known fact.
Yeah, I like sprinkling in random,
that's good.
Idiotic,
that'll certainly
facts.
Help in a game.
Yes, yeah. Third down, did you know that this third down defense of the Texans so far, second best in the NFL? Third down offense of the Falcons, second best in the NFL. They're getting better than 53%.
Yeah, the irresistible force meets the immovable object.
Yes.
It's like Hulk Hogan and Andre the Giant at WrestleMania 3.
And as the sun sets tomorrow, we'll be at the quarter pole of the 2015 season. That's amazing. I can't believe that. And this has been a fun Texans Extra Points. Sean, John, thank you so much for the time.
Appreciate it.
And we appreciate you watching us. We'll be back next week recapping the Thursday nighter with the Colts. And hopefully we're talking about a win. And hopefully we're talking about the Texans being 3-2. See you later. Have a good one.
First down at the 20. Mallett heads up to Blue. Running left. Has a hole. 15, 10, 5. Blue to the end zone. Touchdown. Houston, rock and roll. Mallett shotgun. Here's the snap. Mallett throws right side. Hits Hopkins. Touchdown. Houston. 5-yard touchdown pass to DeAndre Hopkins. Offset eye, handoff, Brock straight ahead, 15, angling left, 10, taking a man with him, Swearinger down to the 5-yard line. Winston, here's the snap, Winston with time, throws deep downfield to the right, and incomplete. Joseph broke it up and headed for Mike Evans. Second and 3 from the Houston 49, here's a give to Polk, he's wrapped up, but then breaks the tackle as he takes it across the first down line. Down to the